What's up, guys? Welcome to Instagram Marketing Secrets, episode 91. Today's episode is how you can start getting more sales right away. Okay, this is going to be a different approach than what we've talked about in the past, or probably what you've even thought of, or at least what most of you have thought of doing. Because as you can see from the title of the episode, we're talking about your bio link. And I know some people might have seen it like, all right, yeah, I get it. Like, link it to my product, link it to this, link it to that, link it to my link tree. Wrong. All right. We are going to be talking about something that is going to significantly level up your business if you can create this piece of content that we are going to link it to. I am going to give you examples. I am going to tell you exactly why and the psychology behind it. Then I'm going to give you a general structure of what we can, like, there's just so much we're going to go into. This is an advanced episode. Be sure to listen to the whole thing. Get ready to take some notes. If you're driving, you might want to hear this one again. If you are sitting down right now, be interactive with this episode. Take action while you're listening. Get out a notepad and pen. Write down the things that are most impactful, because when you write it down, you're just naturally going to remember it better. And this is going to be one for the books. This is going to be one that I'm going to refer to you guys to listen to over and over, because it is time to level up your business. And we are going to do so right after a word from my sponsor. Thank you so much for listening to the word from my sponsor. Truly, guys, thank you for listening to the advertising. It'd be great if I can reach a day where I'm just like, you know what, screw the ads. Enough people have come to their senses and invested in me further as a coach that I can turn them off. But until then, if you just want my free info, you're gonna have to listen to that sometimes. And I recommend that if you run a podcast, you do the same. Anyways, what should your bio link be? Now, I'm not going to dive into this too much for what your bio link should not be, because if you listen to episode 87, I think it is, or, you know, 80 something, where I talk about having multiple links in your bio, I will tell you why you don't want to do it. All right. So many people have Linktree because they just can't decide. I don't know if I should link to my YouTube or my webpage or my Facebook. I just can't decide. So I'll link to all of them, which makes people click on none of them. Okay. I can't stress this enough. If you have multiple links in your bio and you have multiple decisions for them to make, they will make none of them because they are coming from social media. And another thing that a lot of you do is link to your website's homepage, which again, you should never do. There should never be any time that your homepage is ever your bio link. The only time that a website's homepage should be your bio link is if you have a directed sales approach or some kind of funneling of your customers right when you get to the homepage. For instance, I've seen people's homepage, like the first thing is just like two questions and it says, are you this kind of person or are you this kind of person? Do you own a business already or do you not? That would be like my first qualifying question for people getting on my website. And if they do, it would send them somewhere else. If they don't, it would send them somewhere else. That's the only time that it mildly makes sense. Otherwise, if your goal is, oh, why don't I just send them to a page that has everything and then they'll click on everything, it's not going to work. You're probably not even getting people to click on your website in the first place, because unless you send someone to a link with an exact purpose and the result that they will achieve if they choose to leave social media and abandon their free time and to click on your link as a company, that's the only way they'll click it. Okay. So for instance, you do not put a homepage. You would put a blog for one example. All right. So if you're going to a blog, what do you think your bio should say? It should say, this is the result you'll get if you read this blog, not check out our new blog below, because that's not a result. That's not a reason someone would click. And if you weren't yourself, right, if you weren't your own business, you would never click it, right? If you were putting yourself in your follower's shoes for 1 second, you would see that it makes no sense to just say, like, click on our new blog post. Watch my new video below. People's time is precious and they should value it. And unless you give them a solid reason that they should interrupt their social media scrolling for fun, recreationally, they're not going to click it. Even if they had all the time in the world, they wouldn't click it because they have so many other things out there that are properly marketed to them that they are going to click. So let's say I had a blog article on like the 5 ways to burn belly fat. Then yeah, your bio should say click below to learn 5 ways that you've probably never heard of to burn belly fat. Oversell them on that link click, all right? Now, I'm still not talking about what the best thing your bio link could be. We're not at that part yet. I'm not saying it's a blog article, but I'm just giving you an example that if you are currently linking to a blog article and it says new blog article below, there's a reason why you're not getting clicks, and it's very obvious. Okay, if you're linking a YouTube video and it says just put out a new video, please like and subscribe, there's a reason why no one's even clicking it in the first place, because you're not wording it in terms of benefit to them. You're wording it in terms of benefit to you, and you need to realize that people don't care about you. And I mean this in the best way, all right? I don't mean that no one cares about you at all, like, you know, be depressed. I mean, no one cares about what you want them to do until they know you care about them, all right? So, for instance, you don't care about other people you don't know because you don't know them, right? So if a random person DM'd you, let's say, and said, hey, could you please like and subscribe to my YouTube, and you've never heard of them before and it was a total cold DM, you'd be like, you know, F off. Like the sole reason that you reached out to me with this desperate approach, asking me to do something for you who I've never met, then like it's already going to be a no. All right. So cater everything to your customers, to your followers, because there is some real tangible benefit in your blog post or in your YouTube, right? Otherwise, you probably wouldn't have put it out in the first place. If it really is just like, check out my life, you know, that's going to be difficult, and unless you're like a celebrity or, you know, someone in a position where people just care about whatever you're doing. You know, Selena Gomez could say, click this link, and people would be like, okay, Selena, sure. But you're not in that position. So you have to learn persuasion, which is one of the best skills that you can have. And, you know, just to quickly remark against people who are like, yeah, but persuasion's bad. No, it's not. All right. Persuasion is basically a weapon. And what you do with that weapon is good or bad. So if you are someone who's good and you got your morals straight, as I'm sure 99.9% of the people listening to this episode do, and you have good reasons and good intentions, then persuasion can be, is your ally, and you should, actively learn it and read books on it all the time. Just to throw one out there, if you haven't read How to Win Friends and Influence People, you need to skip every other book before you read that one. It should be required in school, and read it multiple times. If you've already read it, like the second and third time you read it is when you'll really start to be able to apply it effectively. Don't just read it once. Okay. So before I get off too off topic here, what should your bio link be? This is something that I switched my bio link to in my e-commerce company a couple weeks ago, and it has been making my Instagram efforts so much more worth it. So the reason being is because my bio link is going to get their email, and it's going to get their email in exchange for, in my case, a free ebook, or, you know, what also could be a free guide. All right. Maybe the next time you want to write a blog article, or maybe you can just take one of your existing blog articles and turn it into a downloadable guide. Now, here's why we need their email. I'm going to pop all of the fear bubbles that you guys have around email, because I have talked to some students who are like, yeah, but isn't email marketing dead? Not at all. Okay. Email marketing is, if not the second or third best, the best marketing that there is. Still, okay? Like, I know it's like, oh, open rates used to be higher, blah, 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 it doesn't matter, okay? Email marketing, the average open rate, we'll say, is between 20 and 25%. Once you're good at it, the average email open rate is more like 30 to 35. Let me, just for the sake of putting my money where my mouth is, go to my email CRM and tell you guys my average open rate because I freaking crush it with it, because I've read a ton of books on it, as anyone would be able to crush it with it if you had read a ton of books too. My average open rate from 73,000 emails sent is 33.62%. Now, what is a good engagement rate on Instagram? 2 to 5%, okay? So engagement rate on Instagram is basically the same thing as open rate on email. So still, the open rate is so much higher. The other thing is when you have people's email, that is the only source of traffic that you truly own of theirs. If they subscribe to you on YouTube, you know, YouTube could shut down your account for various reasons. Facebook could shut down your account, Instagram. All of these could shut down your account for various reasons, and social media, you know, comes and goes. I really do think like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram are nowhere near the end of their life cycle. But truly, social media comes and goes, and email stays the same. Okay, email has been around for like 30 years now, or I don't know, 20, and it doesn't go away, okay? So no matter what happens, even if like, oh, TikTok took over Instagram, if you have an email list, then you still have those customers. And I have about 3,500 Instagram followers right now on my IGM Secrets page, and I have over 1,300 emails, all right? So roughly about a third of you who follow me on Instagram, I also have your email. Of my e-commerce brand that is currently at 46,000 followers, I have 7,000 emails. So again, protected, okay? You have to protect your business with multiple sources of traffic. If you have someone as an Instagram follower and a Facebook page like and their email, you truly have them as a customer. If you have them only on Instagram, it takes them just unfollowing your account before you completely lose their attention and you have to go get it back. So really, guys, the secret to Instagram marketing is in how many emails you are able to grab from Instagram. And I do this in various ways. You can go back and listen to my episodes on collecting emails through quizzes on Instagram. I kill it with that. I love doing that. I haven't done it on my Instagram business yet, but I will. But I have done it with my e-commerce business, and that's gained me hundreds and hundreds of emails, and I haven't even run paid ads to those. I've just done those organically. And the other thing, like I'm talking about, is the ebook. Now, why is the ebook or a free guide of some sort even better than a quiz? The reason why is because you need to understand that a very small portion of your market is ready to buy your offer right now, okay? Most of you are not ready to, let me just use my IGM University program for an example, okay? It's always just the easiest example for me to go to, and it's also one that you guys have probably heard me pitch before, so you at least have a general understanding of what I'm talking about. So my IGM University program, it's $1,000 right now. It's going to $2,000 next week. I will talk about that more at the end of the episode. But so it's $1,000, right? Like how many of you just right now were like, I want to buy it. Like you heard the price, you heard that it exists and you want to buy it. Very, very, very few of you. You would have to trust me so much just to hear the fact that you have paid information as well, let me buy it, that you're already ready to buy it. Most of you are not at that point at all. That's why it's sold via webinar, as most courses are sold, okay? It's in like an hour webinar where, you know, I truly do teach a ton in it, but it really explains what's in the program. So you can even see if it's a good fit for you. I don't even know if it would be a good fit for you, but that clarifies what you're going to learn in it, why the price is what it is, that it comes with coaching calls, right? Like that's a pretty necessary component to it. If you didn't know it came with coaching calls, how much more less likely are you going to buy it? What I'm really trying to say is you guys are still in the research phase, and 90%+ of your customers are not ready to buy your product just because they saw it and they saw a price on it. A lot of times it requires extra research. Let me give you an example in my aquarium business, because I will just give you insight into my ebook, all right? Because if I try to make another example off the top of my head, it's not going to be nearly as descriptive, and it's just not going to be correct. So let's talk about aquariums for a second. And there's a reason why I never tell you what the company is. All right. Like I'm not trying to mesh the two businesses. I'm not trying to use my podcast as a platform to promote my e-commerce brand. And even though some of you wouldn't take it that way, there's a large part of you that would be like, oh, he just tries to sell us aquariums, you know, and I'm not trying to make it about that. But for the sake of me giving you a proper example, we're going to use it. So, basically, I created a drop shipping funnel where we sell an entire aquarium, okay? The tank, the substrate, the lights, the filter, the heater, like every little component that you would need to buy when you buy a tank. It's a drop shipping funnel built through ClickFunnels where you upsell yourself everything that you could possibly need for your tank. Now, there's a lot of things that you have to buy for aquariums that you have to be knowledgeable about to even know that you need to buy. For instance, when I first got a tank, there's this thing called a gravel vacuum that you need to change your tank water with. And for the first 2 years that I owned a tank, I never changed my water once, which is why all the fish died all the time. And I never knew why, because no one ever told me and I didn't understand the market at all. I just thought you got fish and you got water and you put them in there. And that's why, yeah, it was bad. So, until someone taught me that, I didn't know to buy it, right? So the ebook is to educate people on every product they are about to be sold in my sales funnel before they get there. And that is why I am able to more consistently get sales with all of the other things. Okay. The same thing is like with plants. A lot of people don't know this. They think they can just put plants in an aquarium and they'll survive. But plants are living beings, and unless you give them food in the form of nutrients, they die. And until I learned about plant nutrients, I didn't even think you needed them. Again, I just thought like food, water, I mean water, light, and just like putting them in there would be enough. So once I learned that they would die otherwise, then I knew I had to buy it. So a lot of your customers are in the research phase. And when you are able to create an ebook or a guide that truly gives them value that they want, which is the only way that they'll download it in the first place, it also gives you the opportunity to control the research phase of your sales process. And the reason why it's better that you control the research phase in your sales process is for two major reasons. One, The other option they have is getting random information through various sources online that may give them conflicting information. So maybe some of the information out there says that they shouldn't buy your product, you know, not your specific brand, not like don't buy it from this company, but like, oh, you don't need plant nutrients because of this, right? And then someone else is like, yeah, you need them because of this. And they're getting conflicting information and confused minds don't buy. Okay. So when you can control the information in the research phase for your customers, then that is when you can, you know, subtly and rightfully lead them to doing business with you. So let me give you an example, like in the interior design world. Let's say that I was an interior designer in Denver and I wanted to come out with some kind of guide that would attract my dream customers and also give them the information that I want. So I come out with a guide that says the five things you must consider when choosing an interior designer so you don't get ripped off. What is that going to do? Anyone who is looking for an interior designer at that time is definitely going to download it because they're like, oh my God, like that's what I've been worried about. You directly addressed my fear. And the whole reason why I haven't done business with someone yet is because I'm scared of, I don't know how to pick someone. I don't know which company to go with. Yeah, y'all have good reviews. Y'all, you know, have...
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
high prices. Like, I don't know which one to go through because I don't really know what other questions to ask. So this person gets me. You know, this company right here. Oh, it's Derek's Interior Design giving away this article for free. Thanks, Derek's Interior Design. I naturally trust you as a company now more because you're the one who gave me this info. And if you want to be the trusted source, in your market, you have to be the one that gives them the most free info. If you've listened to all my podcast episodes, you probably don't even consider going to other, you know, Instagram gurus out there for information or for advice because you already trust me and you're like, yeah, you've given me the most free information. So some of you resonate with that. Some of you that are brand new to the show, welcome. You got 90 more episodes to go through after this and then we'll see what happens. But if you can teach them something and give them information as well as grabbing their email in the process, it gives you the credibility and the trust you need with that customer. They want to do business with you. You control the research phase so you can steer them in the direction of doing business with you. And you have their email so you can continuously follow up with them. Okay. That is how sales happen. And when someone follows you on Instagram, you can't be like, oh, I'm going to set them up to get this new sequence, right? They're just going to see whatever you post in the future. And some people follow me at times where maybe I'm posting all these entrepreneur tips and not Instagram tips, or vice versa. And, you know, like when you get a new follower, if you could give them some kind of like show them these five pieces of content in order, it'd be killer, right? It's a way that you could turn cold traffic into warm traffic quicker. And that's what you get to do with email because everyone is on their individual personalized email sequence. So let's stick with this interior design example because I really don't even like talking about the aquarium more than I have to because I talk about it enough, all right? So interior design. And I also just want to show you that I can invent this process on the spot for any business, all right? And that's one of the benefits of working with a coach. I can literally invent this for any business pretty quickly. All right, interior design. So the five things that you need to ask your interior design people before doing business with them. Maybe there is like some kind of accreditation that they should ask that only like you and a couple other interior design companies in the area have. So what would you do? You would try to set them up to ask that question. So before you do business with anyone, make sure that they have an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. The reasons why are this, this, and this. Then when they check on your company, you have one. When they check on other companies, they don't. The second thing that you want to check is you want to make sure that they've done business in all of the different counties for this. Okay. Like this is going to be difficult for me to like give you the exact tips because this is going to be a total guess. But there are some things that you probably already know. Like if you're an interior designer, you're like, yes, these are the questions they should ask for sure. And when you control the research phase, it allows you to lead them to you. But you're not doing it in an unethical way because you're being completely honest the whole time. All right. That's the thing with marketing. It only works if you're completely honest. So really take that to heart. Marketing only works effectively time and time again for years to come if you are completely honest through the whole thing. So whenever I'm talking about sales, know that I'm always like, I'm not saying just say whatever you need to say to get a sale. I'm saying whatever you need to say to get a sale and keep that customer for life and get them talking about your business for a long time. Let me give you one other example of like a guide for if I was trying to sell essential oils, all right? Because I there's people in my course, there's a lot of people I talk to too that sell essential oils. It's just like a common thing that a lot of people get online. Now, when I first bought essential oils from a doTERRA rep, I had no clue what to buy. So I bought 5 lemons, okay? Because I was like, yeah, I put lemon in my water, so let me just buy like 5 lemons. And then what I did is I just slowly put them in my water over time and it took me forever to get through the 5 lemons. Now, if the first thing that doTERRA rep did was give me a guide for here's all of the uses for your lemon. You can put it in an essential oil diffuser. You can put it on your neck for increased focus. You can put it in your food. You can put it on fish. You can do this and this. Also, we recommend lavender for this and this, and we recommend sandalwood for this and this. And then I'd be like, oh, you know what? I have those ailments. Like, you don't know what essential oil to buy until you know which one solves the ailment you're looking to solve, right? So many people are in the research phase before they have a chance to buy your stuff. So let's say I'm making a guide and I'm an essential oil person. I could put the 7 essential oils that drastically changed my focus, motivation, and more importantly, the results that I was getting in my life. These 7 essential oils changed my life, right? Something like that. You'd be like, what? The 7 essential oils that changed this person's life? What are those? It has to be a compelling title that they have to download, all right? And if you notice from all my examples, the 3 things, the 5 things, the 7 things, you have to use a number, because if you don't use a number, then it doesn't spark nearly as much intrigue, because it doesn't get their mind thinking like, oh, what are they, right? If it said like, these are the most important essential oils, I'd be like, oh, I already know what they are. Peppermint, lavender, blah, blah, blah. But if it's like the 7 essential oils that changed my life, even if someone was like knowledgeable about them, they'd be curious, like, wait, which 7 was it for you? Because I can name like 5 that changed my life, but you got 7? Okay, get it? It just sparks that extra intrigue, and they don't download without the intrigue. Then what you can do is just, you introduce 7 oils, you fully sell them, and then at the very end, it has some kind of call to action where maybe they go to your website, they can buy those 7 oils as a pack, they can contact you as a representative, something like that. So how much easier is it to close traffic that is hot? Because if you are an essential oils rep, or, you know, you guys understand it, how much easier would it be to sell to someone who is already like an essential oils freak? Like, okay, I need 3 frankincense, I need 2 lime, I need 1 mango, I need a tangerine, I need a peppermint, and they already know what they want. Those are the best customers. And you have the opportunity to turn anyone into one of those customers if you're able to give them the knowledge that they would need prior to being able to be one of those customers. So before I teach you guys on how to actually make this guide, like how does the email opt-in work and stuff like that, just a quick word from my sponsor, and I'll see you in a sec.
Are you interested in small businesses? My name is David C. Barnett, and I've been podcasting and producing YouTube videos about buying, selling, financing, and managing small and medium-sized businesses for almost 10 years. I'm a former business broker and have owned and operated several businesses, and I've been advising business owners since the 1990s. Each week, I create a new podcast which answers one of your questions, and I've always got amazing, exciting guests. You can find me on YouTube by going to smallbusinessanddealmakingpodcast.com or just search David Barnett Small Business in any podcasting app to find me. I look forward to seeing you around.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for making it to the end of the episode. And also, you're welcome. So what we're going to do is in our email bio link, you're not going to have all this shit on there, okay? It's not, oh, I'm going to go to the website. Oh, I can go to the blogs. I can check out the products. I can go to the About Us page and see how their company was formed. Or I can not even click on it in the first place, which is what actually happened. They never clicked on it in the first place, all right? Rather than that, it's just going to be the most simple opt-in page. They get there. You want this guide. You want this ebook. You want this free thing that we already know that you really, really, really want. Put in your name and email and we'll send it to you, okay? Some of you are like, oh, I'll have it be my newsletter. Subscribe to our newsletter. No one does that, okay? You should never have subscribe to our newsletter be listed literally anywhere, okay? Because it's not a tangible result. And you're just saying like, subscribe to us being able to email you whatever, whenever is what they're signing up for, which they just don't do. How do I know this? Because you don't do it either, okay? But you do, if it does say, here's the exact guide that you want, right? Like I have my viral posting guide that you guys want. And if you download that, yeah, you're going to get some follow-up information as well. And it's going to be very valuable information, but all you're trying to really sell them on is that first email that they're going to get. And then you can send them other emails in the future, right? That's totally fine. They're already on your list. what we're trying to sell them on is the first thing that they're going to get. Otherwise, they're not going to do it. So first name, email, they press send, they get it in their email inbox. They've got this information. At the very end of the guide, there's probably some kind of call to action, even if it's like book a free call or something like that. It doesn't even have to be salesy. Or, hey, check out our website for any of your blah, blah, blah needs. It can be whatever you want it to be. I mean, obviously, there's certain call to actions that will do way better than others. But, you know, it truly can be whatever you want it to be because it's your business. But when your bio link is just very straightforward, that just like, click the link down below to get this thing that you really want. And then they get there and there's just no other option for them to do besides give you their first name and their email. And then you send them the guide and then you just, now you have them as a real customer. Now you actually own them as a customer. And I am getting emails every day, all day, with just me doing a random post. I can post about whatever, and constantly my business is getting more and more emails every day because that's how it's set up. Rather than getting more and more website link clicks that never translate to anything or rarely translate to stuff, and I don't even know who's clicking because I don't capture their information apart from just knowing I got a website click, okay? You want your bio link to capture email information right away, and then you truly own the customer, and then you can set up in a completely automated sequence. So like for me, I could have a guide, right? Like if I had my viral posting guide in my bio, and then you could go through the link and download it, then what can I do? Then I can send you an email a week later that tells you about a YouTube video that I came out with. Then I can send you an email a week later that tells you about my Facebook group. Then I can send you an email a week later that tells you to go to my webinar. Where you can see my course or whatever, okay? I can guide you through this process. And it's not that you're over email marketing or whatever. Look, just because some company has emailed you too much has nothing to do with what your customers are going to think about your emails, okay? If you see something that other people are doing that you don't like, then just don't do that in your emails, all right? So never take like, people will be like, oh, well, email marketing annoys me. Yeah, that's because most people suck at it. So just don't suck at it, all right? Do your due diligence. Keep listening to the podcast. Go back to some episodes where email's in the title and you can learn a few other things and just, you know, be conscious of what annoys you and what doesn't annoy you. Even more importantly, think about the emails that you love getting. Think about the emails that actually made you maybe even buy something, right? Because they've got something to teach you within that email. So it's killer. I can confidently dismiss any objection you would have to email marketing overall. So I don't want to spend any more time just talking about why you need to be on there. But I can tell you that truly Instagram marketing that is super beneficial is when, you know, let's say I'm running a sale for something on my Instagram and you see it on my Instagram and then you see it on my story and then you see it in an email. And you see it in another email, and then you see it on my Facebook page, then you see it on my YouTube, and you're like, all right, fine, I've seen it 7 times now, I'll buy, right? Because they say in marketing that the average person needs to see something 7 to 10 times before they actually buy. And you're not going to do 7 Instagram posts about a sale, are you? So that's why you have to own people's information outside of your Instagram. And that's how you truly have a protected business. And that's also how you have a sellable business. Because you can't, it's very hard to just sell someone like, yeah, we've got this many Instagram followers. You want it? And they're like, yeah, I do. But the foundation of your business is so weak that the cost of it is naturally not going to be nearly as high as if you're like, here's our Instagram. Here's all of our emails. Here's our Facebook group. You know, you have all of these assets to hand to them. The more assets your company has in terms of organic audience, the more you can sell your company for if you're ever looking to go that route. Okay. Now, let me end on one last thing here because I did mention before that the cost of my IGM University does need to go up next week. I'm not doing it because I'm like trying to, make more money. Sure. Everyone's got motives to make money, but I'm doing it because I freaking have to. Okay. Right before this podcast, I just got off on a call and there was almost too many people on that call. I stayed on for half an hour longer than the call was scheduled for, just so I could get every other person's questions answered. And that's how I do it. Like, I kind of schedule the call for a certain amount of time, but until every question is answered, I don't get off, no matter how long it takes. But it's just getting too much for me to handle. So what I need to do is I need to up the price a little bit, because naturally there's just going to be less people who come in it, and the people who do come in it are just going to be that much more committed to their business. If you don't know about my IGM University program, please don't let this price sticker shock you, because you don't know what it includes. But like, in a nutshell, it's a full Instagram course where I teach you not only how to grow a following, but how to monetize it, and without having to post every day, multiple times a day. These are the strategies of how you can run a giveaway. No, not the shitty giveaway that you ran that got you 20 followers. The giveaway that I ran a couple weeks ago that got me 5,000. Okay, the giveaways that I run that got my student Chase, who spent $3,000 on advertising to gain 10,000 Instagram followers, and then follow up his giveaway with a sale that led to $58,000 in sales. That kind of giveaway, all right? That's a small portion of what's in there. You know what else is in there? Me teaching you how to create a guide step by step with the email opt-in page, exactly how it should be, exactly how your email should be. All the technical stuff that you're worried about, I don't know if I know how to do it. You don't have to worry about it, because you're going to watch me build it click by click. And that is how you can just learn something instantly, rather than just me telling you, make an ebook, and you're like, got it. I tried to do it, Derek, but I just got stuck at the email opt-in page. If that's you, hey, if you know what to do, go for it. If you are like, look, I want to do that, but I want to learn like exactly how, and I don't got time to mess this up. All right. That's really why you invest in coaching or any kind of teaching at all. Like, I don't have time to mess this up. I don't want to also have my first draft suck, right? I want to make a draft. Then I want to get on a call with you, and then I want you to look at it, and I want you to tell me what to change before I spend money advertising on it, before I drop it to my following, because I only have one first impression out of this, and that's what the benefit is. So It's $9.97, or three payments of $350, or you can buy it for $0 down today with 0% interest for 6 months. You literally don't even have to pay anything today if you want to get it using the PayPal credit checkout option that I have provided. Now, apart from the course that teaches you, those are just a few things that are in it, like some of the bigger things. Man, so much other stuff. And I don't want to like you can check out the details, but really, it's so annoying because I can't tell you what's in it without telling you what's in it. And I can't tell you what's in it apart from having a 20-hour podcast episode. Even then, can I show you click by click how to do something on a podcast? No, I can't. So that's why it's so much better to get the video content as well. But you also get bi-weekly group coaching calls for a year. And any one of my students, like seriously, you could message any of them, you know, don't annoy them. But if you look at who's in my IGM University Facebook group and you just see who the students are, there's not a student in there that I wouldn't feel comfortable with you talking to, asking, hey, is it worth it? I guarantee you all of them will be like, oh my effing shit, dude. Like, the calls alone, like this call that I just got off with people, I can't even, like, the direction that these people have from doing a coaching call before acting on their business ideas and innovations. I can tell you, a lot of times people come to me with wrong ideas, and then when I tell them why, they're like, oh my God, I would have never thought of that. Okay. Because every time I get on a coaching call, because of course I have a coach, when you have a coach, you would never not think of not having one again. I can tell you that. But every time I get on a call with my coach, Dan, I say, all right, I think this is my problem. I've never been right. I can't wait till the day I am right. And he says, yes, you got it right. But that's probably going to be about 4 years into a business. And that was the same with my sales job. Like, I had a mentor, for the 7.5 years or so that I was in the company. And it took me like 4 years before I was finally innovating correctly. And just to say, like, a big trap that entrepreneurs fall into is that you always have an innovation and you always have a way to justify your idea, which is awesome, because without belief in your ideas, you wouldn't do anything. But also without the correct ideas, you're just going to do the wrong thing. And it took me years until I was like, I think the customer didn't buy because of this. And he finally said, that is correct. And it took me years until I was actually innovating or guessing what my problems actually were correctly. So I don't need to sell you on coaching in general, because the people who need to be sold on coaching in general will just probably never get it. But guys, the main thing that I'm trying to get at here, thank you for making it to the end here. I have a free offering for you right now. If you are interested in my IGM University program before it goes to $19.97 and you want to get in at the $9.97 cost, what I'm offering is a free 20-minute call with me one-on-one. You can go to the link in my bio. You can book a call for completely free. And you and I are going to go on. We're going to look at your business. I'm going to give you some direction so you can actually see what getting on a coaching call with me is like. At the end of it, I'm going to tell you if it is a good fit for you or not. And I can tell you last week, there's two people that I did a call with that I said it's not what you need. Because if it's not what your business needs, I will tell you. Okay, I promise you, I will not let you buy it unless it will genuinely help your business. And no matter what, even if you don't buy, I don't care. Just the fact that we got to do a 20-minute free call together and just like talked about whatever in your business. And, you know, I got to at least show you a few things about what I would have to offer if you ever want to work with me, even if not now, would be so worth it to me. So I don't care if you buy. I truly don't care if you buy. But at the end of the 20-minute call, you will have the option to get in my IGM University program before it doubles in price. So it is doubling in price in 8 days from now. So the exact date, I did already send an email that I was going to double it tomorrow, but I just want to give you guys more time because I didn't think of this offer till now. And I would love to talk with some of you personally. So on Friday, April 8th, the cost doubles. If you're listening before then, awesome. Take me up on my 20-minute call. Only do it if you're like willing to hear me out on what I have to offer. But I really don't care. If you say no, we'll still leave the call as best friends, I promise you. And I will give you some truly valuable insight for your business. So I can't wait to talk to you guys. It's going to be so awesome for me to just be like, oh, wow, like here's what a listener of my podcast is like. It's always fun. And I absolutely love doing these calls. So book your free call at the link in the description. And I will talk to you guys personally very soon. See you later.